Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Or a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown? Sleep Tight Stories.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello, lady.
Nine, seven, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12,
13, 14,
15.
The 15-minute morning show.
All right. Who's ready to do this shit today?
I'm not ready after what you just did.
Hey, listen, sometimes you got a burp and it turns into a verp.
That was a verp.
He just mouth sharted.
Y'all know what
like
a verp is.
He burped and then there was for sure substance in it. And then he started gagging and doing the boop.
Well, I gagged because I covered my mouth and I smelled it, which was
no!
I saw a human soul come out.
Like, oh.
How long does it take for it to start to taste like vomit? Because
right away.
No, because if you burp up food that you ate like 5 minutes ago, it still tastes like sausage. How long does it take until the vomit taste comes in?
Here's a good question. Like, it tasted like salmon, which we had last night.
Ugh.
How is that still at the top of
It probably didn't break down.
Oh.
Gross. Ugh. Oh,
and
God.
You swallowed it back down?
I swallowed it back down? What am I going to do? Spit it out?
Yeah, what are you
going to
do?
Can I tell you?
Spit on the counter?
Yeah. Can I tell you, it woke me up one night. I had a dream I was vomiting. Woke up having a vomit burp.
Oh!
Like, how the fuck does that happen?
Good.
Was it also salmon?
God.
No, it wasn't salmon.
That
it was
sounds like acid reflux.
Yeah, oh my God, I had a dream.
Did they put you on the little purple pill?
No, the Prilosec? Is that the...
No, Nexium.
Nexium. Oh, how am I mixing up my purple pill? No, I did not. But anyway, thank you for bringing that up.
I had me put on the little purple pill.
Are you still on the little purple pill?
Years ago, I went on a bender to, I guess it was me and my buddy Tall Darren. We went to Turks and Caicos. But we did one of those, what was that? Oh my God, that awful club that doesn't exist anymore for singles.
No idea.
Oh, Club Med?
Club Med. And we were served the shittiest of the bottom of the barrel of all the alcohol, of all the liquor, and we were eating like this like white chocolate bread that for sustenance. And I came back, and the doctor looked down my throat with that thing, and he goes, oh, man, you did some damage on your insides, buddy. He goes, we got to put you on the little purple pill.
1 week of shitty alcohol will do that to you?
If you
How do people get through college?
Eat and drink like ass, for like nonstop, you will get acid reflux, and stuff will be like, and it'll taste like vomit in your mouth.
The acid burns you, burns the lining of your esophagus.
That is correct, Scott. And, oh, my God, Froggy, you know all about this.
Yeah, it does.
It was the worst week and a half of my life. But I'll tell you what, NXIVM solved my problem.
All right.
Some side effects
mad,
maybe.
Now, not
do you have a friend named Short Darren as well? Why do you feel the need to differentiate with very tall Darren?
Tall Darren is very tall. Like he's got to be like Darren? 7'5 or something.
Nah, he's like 6'10. Yeah.
Don't exaggerate.
But he moved away. You don't hear about him very much anymore because he moved to London.
Like he's very tall and skinny, but he's the guy that has to duck down when he walks into doors.
Yeah. Did we go with Tall Darren to that event where we had to wear suits or something? Club Is that Med? Tall Darren?
That's not Tall Darren. No.
Who the hell was that?
I have not. That was a different tall guy. But I'll tell you what, though. When we had the beach house with Tall Darren, we didn't tell him that after he put his money in, we walked into the house and he's 6'10". The ceilings were 6'8". So yeah, this is him.
What kind of cave did you guys rent? 6'8" ceilings? That would make anyone feel claustrophobic.
Did you have bunk beds in that house?
We did. That was a house put together by Scotch tape and spit. It was terrible.
I mean, some interesting characters.
Manasquan, New Jersey.
I like it.
Greg T was a part of that house.
Yep.
It was an awful house. It has since it actually fell in during Sandy.
What?
It was washed away. Yeah,
okay.
Unfortunately.
What a shame. Okay. Yeah, well, our best to Tall Darren.
Yeah, Tall Darren off the list.
Does anybody have anything they want to talk about? I have a list of questions to get to know you.
Ooh, I like that.
Okay. Gandhi, since you voiced your opinion first, what is this? Let me hang on. Sorry, I'm not prepared. What is the first thing you want to see when you wake up in the morning?
Oh, first thing I want to see?
Mm-hmm.
So corny, but I would want to see the face of a loved one. So either the boyfriend or my sister. Mom and dad work too.
Very really? Nice.
Yeah.
So that would mean you're sleeping in the same bed?
Oh, I sleep in the same bed as my sister all the time.
And your parents?
My mom sometimes, not my dad.
Okay.
But my sister, yeah, I'm like totally that little creepy sister who will show up and knock on her door like, can I sleep in here? Now that she has a fiance, he's really cramping my style, but you know, it's fine before that.
Okay.
Whatever.
Froggy, what song do you often sing in the shower?
I have a speaker in my shower, so it depends on what's on. Like, I don't really have. We have like a speaker that's a Bluetooth speaker above the shower, so it could be whatever song's playing. But I'm trying to think of a song that I sing normally. I'll usually make up songs either about my penis, or I'll sing about the dogs or Lisa.
Can you sing the penis song?
Yeah.
I
mean,
I want to hear something? The dog song too, and the Lisa.
I want to hear the penis song about Lisa.
I'll be like, today I'm feeling strong, my dick's looking long, like while I'm in the shower. Lisa will come in and go, what is wrong with you? Like, she'll say, do you think anybody else does that shit? I'm like, yeah, of course they do. Guys talk and do this stuff all the time.
Sing about their dong?
Yeah.
Scary, you sing about your dong?
I do not.
Scary,
I don't sing
you
in
said
the shower.
You used to have measuring sessions with your friends.
That was, we
wait,
kids.
What?
Wow, we were kids.
It's in the promo.
It's in the promo that we
yeah.
play.
Yeah.
The thing I think it was taken out of context.
No, how is that taken out of context?
Probably
no, it
not.
Wasn't. You said you had measuring sessions.
Try to back your way out of this parking space.
No, it's funny that they say that because when I first started, you were talking about that specific thing, and then you were talking about how you guys would trace it on a piece of paper, and then you all promised that I would get tracings of everyone's dick, and I never did.
Are you really upset about it?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, you guys said I was going to have a welcome gift.
That is one promise I'm happy we never
did. Was it you, Ronnie, and Tall Darren?
No, it was, well, Tall Darren.
Tall Darren
would
have won, probably.
Yeah, that's why they call him Tall Darren. He's 5'1".
Yeah,
Gandhi seems to have evidence that it doesn't work that
way. I read a book by Superhead. Do you guys remember Confessions of a Video Vixen? Her name was Superhead, specifically for What You Think. So she hooked up with everybody, all the rappers, all the basketball players, everybody. And Shaq was one of the people. And she said, nope, there's no direct correlation between how tall a dude is and the size of his dinger.
Wait. Gandhi, how tall are you?
5 foot.
And do you have a large penis?
Giant.
So, okay, well, that throws off the whole thing then.
Oh, sorry.
Wait, how big, you know, Shaq still had to be pretty proportional.
Right.
I mean, maybe.
She said average even compared to average people.
No
that's
way.
What she said. She could have been being haterific about it, right. but that's what she said.
Gandhi, if you have a small tree, right, and you put an eight-inch limb on the side of a small tree, it looks like a large limb.
Right.
If you have a seven-foot tree and you put an eight-inch limb on it, it looks like a very tiny limb, yet it's the same size limb.
Yeah, if you put a tree on Shaquille, it would look small.
Right.
But she said comparatively, even compared to other dudes who are average sizes, he was just average. Okay. So I'm just saying.
I love the Froggy Landscaping Company, though. You should start the Froggy Landscaping Company.
I'm just saying. It all depends on what it's attached to. It's like if you trim your pubes, your own junk will look larger.
Right. And if you lose weight, it looks larger too. Yeah. We should have tall guys with small dingers call us now.
Or short guys with long dingers.
Can I ask Scary a question?
You feel free.
Did you trace your own penises or did you trace each other's?
I feel like we used, I don't know.
He doesn't remember. He doesn't remember. Froggy, wouldn't you remember?
Years ago. I don't know. I
would, if I had measuring sessions with my friends, I would totally remember. I never did that. I'm not saying I'm not knocking. I'm not going to be shallow and say that it doesn't happen. But I never experienced that. Maybe.
But Nate, you'd remember
it. Nate, did you ever have measuring sessions with friends?
No, never. Never.
And nope. Nate, if you measured another man's penis, you'd remember it, right?
Oh, I'm pretty certain that either I would remember it or that would be repressed.
Scotty, did you ever have measuring sessions with your friend?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Scotty, my microphone, definitely. I can't hear you.
No, I hear you perfectly fine.
Well, here's a question, though, Scary. When you were measuring, were they side by side?
No,
or?
I don't think. I'm trying to remember. Everything was done in private. Nobody did anything in front of each other.
What, do you guys go in the bathroom, measure, and come out and tell the size?
Or the church confessional? I mean, where the hell was this?
I don't know.
Get those memories out.
I don't even remember making that comment.
This memory is so suppressed at this point. Like, this is going to take a while for us to
undo it. I don't remember making this comment on the show.
I want to know what you used to measure. Was it a ruler or a tape measure? Because that tape measure, if it snaps back real quick, it'll cut your dick.
I feel like if Elvis was here, we wouldn't be talking about this.
No, we'd be talking about it more.
We would be.
He let you say that on the air that you had measuring sessions. He would definitely let us talk about it here.
It's in a promo running all the time.
It ran today. Well, I remembered it.
Froggy, you called it a measuring session. Scary called it a measuring session. A session is not go in another room and come back. A session is you all sit around and compare. That's a session.
Right.
And you traced it. It is. Lay them out on the coffee table.
He's deleting the promo as we speak.
I don't like this promo. Hey,
wait. Hey, were you all like were you measuring it once or was this like take turns?
You would think it would be take turns.
Traced it? I mean, like your hand with a turkey? I mean,
something like that, I guess.
What's to keep you from lying?
I don't
just
know.
Making it
I guess that's what
bigger.
I have no idea. I don't know.
Okay.
Who else was in this session? Can we get them on the phone?
I don't talk to these people anymore.
It's not tall enough of this one today.
I'm sorry. If I'm close enough with you that we're measuring our dicks, we should probably be friends for a long time. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That's forever.
Yeah.
So that was question two, Nate.
All right. All right. Here's one for Scotty B. What's your pet peeve in the workplace, Scotty B?
Everything.
Everything. I was going to say.
Other people show up to work.
Crooked labels on mailboxes.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of. I mean, it's weird because I'm such a slob in here, so I can't say.
Andrew, please chime in. Andrew, get to a microphone.
Oh, here we go.
Andrew turned around so happily, like, yes.
Happily.
It's only 15 minutes, Andrew.
Lord, baby Jesus. Okay. So, first of all, this place is a mess. Scotty always goes, oh my God, I love to keep it clean in here. Where? Because this is 2 seconds away from a Hoarders episode. For real.
I actually have to mildly agree with that statement.
Do we know how many cereal boxes there are in that studio?
Thousands.
Listen, cereal aside, can you just come to my defense for a second? Anytime anything comes into this radio station for the morning show, it's dumped in here because no one else wants their area to look like a mess. So everything, there's crates of crap in here that are not mine.
Okay. Fair, but guess what we have in here, too? A giant cereal shelf with stale cereal.
We have a cereal podcast.
With stale cereal that no one's eating
Scotty,
anymore.
It's for I do show. A Brooklyn Boys podcast. I don't have Brooklyn Boys on a shelf.
They don't sell Brooklyn Boys.
They should.
You're right. You have a step and repeat that says Brooklyn Boys.
Exactly.
Okay, Andrew, keep going.
Okay, second of all, Scotty doesn't. I ship things sometimes to here, and the minute I put anything in a box, Scotty's like, bop, 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 bop. No, you're not doing it right. put this in first. You're not taping it right. He told me I can't tape right.
You ship shame a lot of
he
us.
He does ship shame.
Listen, I just want your things that mean a lot to you to get to the place in one piece. I don't want them to be damaged. That's all. I'm just trying to help you out. I'm not being a dick.
But when we sent things to ourselves from our off-the-grid trip, you were triggered by the way we packed it.
Because that was a little ridiculous. All the stuff broke. Andrew had to throw everything out.
It was one mug. One mug.
And there was coffee stains on things because things got spilled in the box. And you guys shipped it like express Saturday coffee. Delivery when nobody's here on Saturday.
It was cheaper. You don't believe us? It was cheaper to send it that way, I swear. We even went back and we readjusted because we were like, wait a second. It's cheaper to get it there faster?
I don't buy it. Ground is always the cheapest.
I swear it was cheaper.
Keep going, Andrew.
Okay, next. Scott is also very particular on what he wants. Very particular.
Who isn't?
Very particular in what he wants, meaning that I got you coffee in the morning. This tastes like it has four milks, not five. You could taste the milk difference.
Yes.
How?
Because if it's not the same every morning, it's different.
Get Bobby Flay on the phone because you have a very particular palate. Then you can taste anything, it seems.
The best is when the coffee guy has his hands on top and Scotty goes, I can taste his hands.
No, there is one place that I go to that I have to bring my own cup because the top of the coffee cup smells like dirty, greasy hair because the guy's been there all night. So that, I just don't want to drink greasy hair. So I bring my own cup and lid and I pour it in.
Okay.
I appreciate all these idiosyncrasies about Scotty. I think they're hilarious.
Well, yeah. You know, a lot of times you don't realize he's right until he says something. Like the lid thing, there has been times where I'm like, what is that smell as I'm drinking coffee? And it's the guy's hand or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, I realized it after many times, and I corrected it. That's all. So why am I a dick?
We're not saying
you're a dick. That's just your pet peeve. Right. That's no big deal.
Because of Scotty, though, Gatorade, I make sure when the guy's checking out, I'm holding the Gatorade myself because he'll take the top of the Gatorade and then scan, and I'm like, my mouth's about to be on that. So thanks to Scotty, he has opened my eyes to that.
He's saving us.
The hole in Scotty's teddy bear has to be perfectly centered.
Scotty's like, I hate you all.
I think that I also need to say, though, in a positive of Scotty, he is probably one of the nicest people I've ever come in contact with, though. I think Scotty will go out of his way to do nice things for you. Like sometimes he brings in English muffins with strawberry cream cheese. And just as like a, I was thinking about you, bud.
Those are bagels.
Okay. Screw that, and I hate you. Bye.
All right. Are we done, Froggy?
Yes. To the second we are done.
Bye.
We got three questions out. This is great.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.